Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our worship today. The focus of our service today is that the Lord encourages us to cling to His unfailing promises and to devote ourselves to lives of service. If you want to look ahead, we're going to focus our meditation today on Psalm 121, if you want to turn to that in your Bibles, and also a focus on the epistle lesson for today from Romans chapter 12, the first verse. So let us begin then. We begin in the name of our gracious Father in heaven, in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We confess our sins. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in the perfect life and innocent death of my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Our gracious God has shown us His mercy. He has given His only Son to save us from our sins. As a servant of Christ and by His authority, then, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Rest assured, therefore, you are now at peace with God. Amen. Our scripture readings then will be from Romans 12, the epistle lesson, and also Matthew 16. That is the gospel lesson for today. First of all, Romans 12, 1-8. Paul says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. And if it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. This is God's word. And a reading then from Matthew 16, verses 21 to 26. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said. "This shall never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?" This is God's word. We join together in a statement of faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And the word of God that we turn our attention then for our meditation today is the first verse of Romans 12 and also the psalm that would be appointed for this Sunday. First of all, Romans 12, verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. May God bless our time in his word today. I want to start off the sermon a little bit differently today by taking a look at Psalm 121, the psalm that I said was appointed for today. I won't read all the verses, I'll read just a few of them. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. I would venture to say that the words of this psalm are pretty familiar to many of you. They're almost as familiar as Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." This psalm, Psalm 121, reminds us of how we should trust in God completely as we go through life and why it is that we can trust in God. And boy, how much we need that today. As you listen, as you see, as you hear the things that are happening, oh, we need to trust in God. A certain doctor learned that lesson one day when he was about to operate on a little girl. She had come from a very poor family, and the doctor noticed that she seemed to be a little bit afraid. And so the doctor reached into his pocket, and he pulled out a $5 bill, and he put it in the little girl's hand. The doctor said, "This is for you. I am your doctor, and I am going to hurt you a little bit when I operate. But maybe it will help a little bit if you take this money. Take a good look at this money. Hold it tightly in your hand. Remember, it is yours." And then the doctor said, "Think about what you are going to spend the money on after you leave the hospital." The little girl thanked her doctor, and as they wheeled her away to the operating room, she held on tightly to that $5 bill in her hand. The operation went very smoothly, and the doctor knew it would. He knew that his little patient was going to be just fine. So later, he was very happy when he came in to visit her. He smiled at her as she lay quietly upon her bed, and he asked her, "What did you think about as you held the money I gave you in your hand?" The little girl said, "I thought of the words." "What words?" the doctor inquired with a surprise. She answered, "The words on the money. In God we trust." She said, I always have loved God, and I know that he loves me. I knew that he would take care of me today. This little girl knew where to put her confidence. She trusted her doctor, but she trusted her doctor because she trusted in God. And she was sure that if God was caring for her, everything else would be all right. How can we have such a confidence as that young girl, so that we can speak the words of Psalm 121 so confidently? Dear Christian, the answer is found in our lesson for us today, Romans 12:1. In our epistle lesson, the Apostle Paul tells us why. Because of God's mercy, God's constant, unchanging mercy. I appeal to you in view of God's mercy, Paul says. God has performed a vital service for the entire human race. We did not deserve it. But in order to reclaim us, in mercy, God sent his Son, Jesus. Jesus lived for us. Jesus suffered for us. Jesus shed his blood and died for us. That is mercy. God's mercy is what makes us alive. Mercy is what gives us hope. Mercy is what makes us confident and sure that all which God tells us in his word is trustworthy and true, that God will keep all the promises that he's ever made. Mercy is what allows us to look to our eternal future purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. In the first 11 chapters of this powerful book of Romans, Paul has been talking all about God's mercy. It was Martin Luther who once wrote that the book of Romans is so clear and thorough when it talks about who Jesus is and what he's done for us that it would be a wonderful thing if every Christian would memorize the whole book by heart. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is no difference, for all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Passage after passage after passage like these fill the first part of the book of Romans, telling us again and again how great the mercy of Christ is for us. And that constant mercy of Jesus produces a reaction in the hearts and the life of a believer. Paul says, I appeal to you, therefore, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. The Old Testament sacrifices were a part of the Israelite worship. They would take one of the best of their animals from the flock and offer it to the Lord as a symbol of their trust in the sacrifice of Jesus that was to come. And when they sacrificed that animal to the Lord, it was basically turned over to him, dedicated to him in the same way as their own lives were now dedicated to Jesus. Now that Jesus has come and sacrificed himself on the cross, we no longer bring animal sacrifices to our worship services, but out of thanksgiving for the forgiveness that we have received from Jesus, we dedicate ourselves body and soul to him. A missionary to the Apaches here in Arizona used to tell the story of the Apache chief who was brought to faith in Jesus. As an expression of his humble gratitude, the Apache chief came to the reservation chapel one day with his handmade tomahawk. He laid it on the altar and said, Chief, give own tomahawk to Jesus. After standing and thinking about it for a while, the chief went back out and brought in his favorite blanket. He laid it on the altar. Its chief gives favorite blanket to Jesus. That's what he said. He thought about it some more, went back out, returned with his prized pony. He led it to the altar and said, Chief, give prize pony to Jesus. Finally, the chief just fell on his knees before the altar and said, "Chief, give himself to Jesus." That is exactly what the Apostle Paul says to us today. Out of thanksgiving for the Lord, for what he has done for us, we continually dedicate ourselves, body and soul, to him. Our worship to God is not just something that's in our head or heart or that we speak with our lips. Our worship shows up in our lives. It shows up in what we do with our lives, with our time, our talents. Our worship of God is not something that we do only during the hour of church service. Our worship is something that is continual, every moment of the day throughout the week. The way we handle ourselves every day, the way we speak, and the things that we do, it's all a continual reaction to the mercy of Jesus. Can we improve? Can we grow in the way we worship with our lives? Of course we can. In the verses that follow, Paul gives us lots of encouragement to not think of ourselves too highly, but rather to serve one another in love, putting whatever gifts we might have to good use for the good of others. The fact remains, though, that when believers put their trust in the mercy of Christ, their lives will be dedicated to him and will bring honor and glory to his name. Amen. And let us pray. Dear Father, in your tender love, you have given great and precious promises to your children. Preserve us from the doubts that assail us and increase our faith. And when life puzzles us or disturbs us, teach us to fix our eyes on Jesus, to stand firm in the assurance of his promises, to hold us up and that he delivers us. We ask this in his name, who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. God bless you all. Amen.